Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Mike sent me notes. Steve, check out this story from New Hampshire. Northampton chief, that's a police chief, leaves after investigation into questionable arrest. And questionable is being nice. This is a bad arrest. Damian Fisher wrote this for the NH Journal. A woman was busted for drinking a few beers and watching some sports in her own house. Inside her own house. It happened to a 67-year-old woman in Northampton, New Hampshire. She went from her living room sofa to the Rockingham County lockup at the hands of the local police. Her arrest sparked an investigation into the policies of the police department in that small community, which then left with a chief who suddenly announced her retirement. She was once a rising star in state law enforcement circles. She's not given her reasons for leaving the department that she took over in 2018. She's not given the reason either for why she may have ended her law enforcement career. But this bad arrest appears to have happened at an important time here. She said, "I can't comment on anything. I can't comment on anything. The circumstances surrounding the woman being taken into custody are difficult to believe. They were confirmed by arrest records and investigation documents obtained by the NH Journal. That investigation revealed a culture within that department that favored police action over careful evaluation." Kind of like arrest them all and let the court sort them out. So the chief would rather get sued for taking action than not, a police officer told investigators with the Municipal Resources, Inc. Story began in October when a driver crashed a car into the bush on the woman's property. The driver had apparently suffered a medical problem while behind the wheel, according to reports, and the woman inside the house hadn't even become aware of the accident. So she didn't hit the house. The woman hit a bush. So police then came up, knocked on the door, and told her about the accident and asked her if she'd witnessed it. She said, "No, I did not witness it. Didn't even know it happened." So one officer was just standing there, but another officer said he smelled alcohol on her breath and thought she might have been drinking. "I smell alcohol on your breath. Have you been drinking?" Well, if you're sitting in the comfort of your own living room drinking alcohol, it's not actually the same as doing that while you're behind the wheel of a car. So it's looking like a police officer here either completely misunderstood how the law works or what. So the one officer said he did not observe any sign of impairment, and then he explained that the woman seemed steady on her feet, and he could not observe any odor of alcohol at that time. So this is all part of the investigation report. And so then one officer said, in essence, "Do we need to take her into protective custody?" Protective custody. Next thing you know, we're going to tow away the house after inventorying its contents. Officers returned to the home to further question her. And then they said they noticed that the home was in an unclean condition. So now, suddenly, they are the cleanliness police. So the fact that you got alcohol in your breath inside your house, that's a problem. The fact that your house is not spick and span, that's another problem. We can't have that kind of thing happening here. So after noticing that the house is in an unclean condition, they asked her about it. And the woman says, "Well, I don't like to clean. I haven't cleaned in 10 years. So then they asked her if she'd been drinking. She said that she stopped off after work and drank a few beers before coming home to watch baseball. She said she might have had some hard lemonade when she was at home, and she was reluctant to submit to a breathalyzer because she said, why would I do that? I'm in my own home. I'm not driving." But apparently, one of the police officers gave her an ultimatum. Now, it doesn't say what the ultimatum was, but they basically said something to the effect of either you take this breath test or. The test registered a blood alcohol percentage of 0.086. Now, that is above the 0.08 legal limit for driving. New Hampshire does not have a legal limit for alcohol consumption while in your own home watching a baseball game. And I'm glad that the author put that there, because you've got to restate the obvious every so often in a crazy story. So she blew a 0.086, when she was watching a baseball game in the comfort of her own home. And remember, she did not go outside and get someone else's attention. They came and knocked on her door twice. They knocked on it the first time and they left. And one of the cops decided, you know, I got to go back and check that woman out because I smelled alcohol in her breath and her house looked a little untidy to me. A little untidy. So based on the blood alcohol test, they took her into custody. Ma'am, you blew a .086. We are taking you into custody. After the arrest and without a warrant, the officers went through her home taking photos of how unclean her home was. So they didn't have a warrant, but they entered her house apparently saying, well, this is incident to the arrest. And like I jokingly said, maybe they're doing inventory before they tow the house away. Seriously. After the arrest, without a warrant, the officers went through the home and photographed her house. They handcuffed the woman, placed her into the back of a cruiser, and transported her to the County House of Corrections. So the real question is, if the test had showed she was not capable of driving, what's that have to do with anything? But one of the officers actually said, well, if she's not capable of driving, we've got to take her into custody. And it's looking like they're jumping to the conclusion that she was going to drive someplace. And when asked about this, one of the officers actually conceded that that reasoning did not make sense. If someone's at home and they're drinking, you cannot arrest them on the assumption that they're going to go drive someplace. The lead officer on the case told investigators that the police chief initially praised his decision to make the arrest. Days later, however, she told him she disagreed with some of the things he did, but said she could not discuss it. And then when asked by investigators, she said she did not agree with the officer's actions. Jail would not have been what I wanted, and there could have been and should have been a better resolution than that. Resolution to what? A resolution implies that there's something that needs to be resolved. The woman was watching a baseball game. The only thing that needed to be resolved was the ninth inning. Better resolution than that. So it shows that the chief actually still doesn't get it. So the chief, former chief, said the officers were wrong to enter the home and take photos. She told investigators she had questions about the officer's judgment, but she did not pursue additional training for them after the arrest. And I always like that when somebody does something really, really stupid and you go, well, we're going to give them some additional training. Training? How about discipline? Isn't that better than training? Asked what the officers should have done instead, she told investigators, I don't have an answer for that. How about nothing? How about they should have done nothing? Should have walked up and said, ma'am, did you see the accident? No. Did you hear about the accident? No. Well, is that your bush? Just to make sure we know whose property it's on? Yes, it is. Okay, after we resolve this, we might have some further questions for you about the accident. And if she was perhaps too intoxicated to speak to them or something, then you may have to say, yeah, we'll come back later when you haven't had anything to drink. But there obviously is no law against you drinking in your own living room, especially while watching baseball. Meanwhile, the police chief, X, had once been a star in New Hampshire's law enforcement community. She has a bachelor's degree in sociology and political science and a master's in public administration. She graduated from the FBI Academy and was named a 40 under 40 leader by the New Hampshire Union Leader in 2020. When she submitted a retirement letter on March 1st, she did not explain to town officials what she was doing. And the select board chairman, James Sununu, said she didn't give us any specific reasons as to why. He said the investigation into the woman's arrest received by the town in December raised serious concerns about the police department and its operations. He and others were working with her as a result of those findings. There were issues we felt needed to be addressed and were working on addressing them. Other sources, however, said that her track record was more problematic. For example, she became frustrated when her officers failed to arrest a member of Northampton's select board after police were called to his home, according to a source with knowledge of the incident. The source said that police were sent there for a motor vehicle complaint. While there, they overheard a verbal argument between a man and a woman inside the residence, but there was no indication of domestic violence. A sergeant was also on that call, and he told the investigators he spoke to the couple and said there was no legal ground to take action. However, the chief thought he should have done more. So apparently this chief, like I said, is arrest happy. People should be arrested. What do you mean you didn't make an arrest? She was drunk in her own house? I hope you arrested her. I hope you went through and photographed her house afterwards. The source told the NH Journal that the chief published the incident in the public police log, categorizing it as a domestic dispute, even though that was not the case. So Sununu declined to comment on the incident. He said the select board as a body did not have discussions with the chief about it. As for the arrest of the woman in her own house, the MRI report concluded officers had several other options besides arresting her, including doing nothing. They could have done nothing. That would be the appropriate thing to do. Okay, I'm just pointing that out. But let's see what they've got to say here. Meanwhile, the police officer's decision to arrest her was inappropriate, according to the ex-chief. And it attributed part of the problem to a lack of clear instructions from department leadership. So apparently, they're saying that the leadership was weak, which of course would be this police chief who just retired. So the police officer who made the arrest is also no longer with the department. And the chief's last day in Northampton is set for March 31st. Her resignation is to be discussed at Monday's select board meeting. Meanwhile, Sununu wanted to make sure that going forward, officers are trained and ready to use sound judgment. We want to help our staff do the best they can. Now, as I pointed out earlier, there's no law against you being drunk in your own house. And I have told this story before, and I'm going to tell it again because it so closely parallels this, but with a big, big distinction. I had a case a long, long time ago where a gentleman who had been arrested for drunk driving had his license taken away for a period of time, and part of his probation said that you cannot drink. You cannot drink for a period of time. And I forgot it was 60 days, 90 days, something like that. You literally cannot drink alcohol. And there was an accident in his front yard. Police walked up, knocked on the door. He answered the door. And the police officer who knocked on the door was the same one who had arrested him for drunk driving. Officer said, "Did you hear this accident out here?" The guy said, "Yes, I did." And the officer is talking to him, goes, "Wait, I recognize you. Did I arrest you a while back?" Defendant goes, "Yeah." And the police officer goes, "It was for drunk driving, right? And if I know how the courts operate, you were probably told you couldn't drink for 90 days. That was less than 90 days ago, wasn't it?" And it turns out it was. And so that guy actually got in trouble for drinking in his own living room, which, talk about bad luck. But here's the thing. He had been told by a court he was not allowed to, and he had agreed to those terms. Some people are going to say, "Steve, that's not fair." The judge could have locked him up for 90 days. So instead of locking him up for 90 days, said, "How about this? I'll let you not get locked up in exchange for your promise to do the following things." And one of them was, "Don't drink for 90 days. And the guy said, "I think I can do that." Well, he obviously failed. And so in his case, it wasn't that he was drinking in his house or that, you know, anything else had happened. It's that he was drinking at all, and police became aware of it. And so, pro tip, if you've been drinking in your own house and you're not allowed to drink at that moment in time, you didn't hear that door knock, did you? Someone knocking at the door? Someone ringing the bell? Don't let him in. Don't let him in. But again, I would never advise you to do such a thing. I'm simply speaking out loud here. However, this woman here did zero wrong. She's allowed to drink in her own home, and the police arrested her for it, and then without a warrant went into her house and searched it and photographed it. And one of the things that you often look at is some people say, "Steve, I've heard of police officers doing searches without warrants, though. Sometimes they need them, sometimes they don't." Well, one of the distinctions between whether you need a warrant or not is, would anything change if we waited while we went and got a warrant? So obviously, if someone's running from you and you've got to catch them, you don't say, "Oh, let's go get a warrant first, and then we'll run that guy down and catch him." Okay? And at the side of the road, if we leave this car here and the guy gets in the car and takes off, that might be a problem. Might be a problem. Here, this house ain't going anywhere. And you're taking the woman into custody. You got plenty of time to go get a warrant, but guess what? Judge won't sign it. So you go to the judge and say, Your Honor, we need a warrant for that house to be searched. Why? The woman is drinking while watching a baseball game. That's what the judge will do. And then he'll lean over and go, why'd you arrested her? Why'd you arrest her? Well, no, Your Honor, we're here to talk about the warrant we want. No. Back the truck up. Back that truck up. You arrested her? And then you want a warrant to search her house incident to that arrest? Really? Is any of this going to be in my courtroom somewhere down the road? Because this will be fun. So it's a crazy case. And right now it's just the ex-police chief. The police chief has resigned. However, bigger question. Woman's lawsuit against the city. The big question, of course, then is, you know, governmental immunity and all that. But talk about a bad arrest. So NH Journal published this by Damian Fisher, and Mike said it. Thanks a lot. Northampton chief leaves after investigation into questionable arrest. That should say Northampton police chief retires after investigation into bad arrest. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Honey, tact is for people who aren't witty enough to be sarcastic.